AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Buffalo, New York, Byron Brown, says because of the weather, it's been a rough Christmas.
It is painful to find members of your community that are deceased, those that are deceased actually on streets in our community who were trying to walk out during storm conditions.
A powerful winter storm has killed at least 27 people in western New York, 48 nationwide, and more snow is headed to the Buffalo area. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the White House has issued a disaster declaration.
They said they'll have almost an immediate turnaround for us, which I'm grateful for their interest in helping all of us be made whole after going through this.
FlightAware says more than 2,000 domestic and international flights have been canceled as of last check today. Authorities believe six people were killed in an early morning house fire in Tennessee. Days of freezing temperatures in the deep south that usually freeze for only hours are threatening dozens of water systems as burst pipes leak millions of gallons of water. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, tells the AP they're working to organize a peace summit, preferably at the United Nations, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres as a possible mediator around the anniversary of Russia's war at the end of February. Now that the Christmas presents are open, time to look at sales numbers. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The holidays saw American spending at restaurants and on clothing. Clothing rose 4.4%, but jewelry and electronics, they went down about 5%. More consumers bought online compared to a year ago. Sales were up 10.6%. In-person spending rose 6.8%.
Nathaniel Hackett didn't have a Merry Christmas. The Denver Broncos rookie head coach has been fired today after getting blown out yesterday by the LA Rams 51-14. The Broncos are 4-11. On the season. This is AP News. China's military sent more than 70 planes and ships to Taiwan in a 24-hour display of force.
The move came after China expressed anger that a U.S. annual defense bill listed provisions related to Taiwan. China claims Taiwan as its own territory. Its military harassment of the self-ruled island has intensified in recent years. The U.S. legislation authorizes increased security cooperation with Taiwan and requires expanded cooperation with India on emerging defense technologies, readiness, and logistics. I'm Karen Chamas.
China will drop a coronavirus quarantine requirement for passengers arriving from abroad starting January 8th and the latest easing of the country's once strict virus control measures. Currently arriving passengers must quarantine for 5 days at a hotel, followed by 3 days at home. That is down from as much as 3 weeks in the past. The restrictions have prevented most Chinese from traveling abroad. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.